This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. I'm taking another look today at humility, showing humility. The Bible in Mark 10 has this tremendous statement. The Son of Man, that's Jesus, did not come to be served. He came to serve and to give his life to redeem many people. And then the Apostle Paul, he said that Jesus humbled himself to the point of death, even death on a cross. Well, back in the New Testament times, the times of Jesus, the Greeks and the Romans scoffed at the idea of humility or humbleness of heart. They thought it was a curse and a foolishness and weakness. But Jesus actually took the word humility and changed it into something strong and powerful. We can probably think of names for perfume. Now, today I'd like to imagine a perfume called humility. Now, I guess you put it on in the morning. Perfume makes a difference to the kind of person you are. But instead of adding fragrance, let's pretend for a moment this perfume, humility, changes the person you are from the inside. This is perfume for men and women. You put on humility and you will be different. And I thought of four ways that people who use this fragrance, humility, they're going to be different because they'll be able to say sorry. You know, humble people are those who can and are able to say sorry. They don't think that they're so right that they don't require God's forgiveness or the forgiveness of other people. We're humble. We know we've made mistakes. It doesn't cost anything to say sorry, but we're very reluctant, aren't we, to do this? We think that our own esteem or we're going to lose something by admitting we were wrong. So human pride refuses to say sorry. But if you're a humble person, you're willing to say you're sorry. And if this perfume, humility, doesn't worry about trying to impress other people, you won't be a boastful person or this sense of overconfidence. You need not worry about being an ordinary person. I mean, God loves ordinary people. He made so many of us. You know, when we are born, I think we want to make people approve of us and to win favor. But you can make people love you by who you are, and as you grow up, this can happen. It's a lesson that I think some people never kind of get to understanding. They always wonder, what sort of impression am I making? I think we could be content with ourselves if we could just stop this business of trying to impress other people. I think the greatest thing is that God knows us completely and he loves us unconditionally just for who we are. So God made us. We're handmade by God. God doesn't make rubbish. And when we put on this fragrance, if you like, of humility, it's not a negative thing. It's something that can actually help us. Not about low self-esteem. Doesn't mean being walked all over either. It finds itself being comfortable. It allows us to be at peace with ourselves, not putting yourself down because God loves us the way that we are. There are some people who are actually frightened that if they act as they really are, that other people won't like them. Well, humility also means that we're prepared to learn. We're not know-it-alls. We don't pretend that we have all the wisdom and that we don't need correction sometimes. A bit like a tightrope, isn't it? We must be prepared to listen. And even if people criticize us, sometimes we need to take that on board. And some people, you know, are just not that helpful to us. But there are times when we can take that on board. And that fourth thing is about gentleness with other people. Humble people don't criticize, but they're gentle with others when there's failure. And if we use humility, we start to realize we're not so talented that we don't require grace ourselves, but there, but for the grace of God, go I is another statement that we talk about. We all make mistakes. And if we've got a good spray of this humility, we can say, yeah, well, there, but for the grace of God is me. So it's a natural thing to be tolerant of other people. Now, it's not really possible, of course, to get a bottle and spray it on you, of course, physically. But we can ask for God's help. The scripture says, don't do anything from selfish ambition or from a cheap desire to boast, but be humble towards one another, considering others better than yourselves. Thank you, Lord. It's a great lesson. We do need to learn it today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.